The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, the 18th of April at 6:05 in the morning. And welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. News at the top of the hour is always brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Gosh, it's beautiful out there. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
What kind of day we have?
Just look that up. We have a National Animal Crackers Day.
Well, good. We have an animal in here we call Bosco. So,
and let's see what else. Anything else? Exercise Day.
Good.
Friday before Easter. Good Friday.
Good Friday. That's probably the big day.
Yeah.
And... Okay. Hey, the weather here for the weekend, Easter weekend, is going to be sunny with a high near 80 today, and tomorrow with a high near 80, and Sunday a high near 81. So it's going to be sunny throughout the weekend, and really it's going to be sunny through next Thursday with highs in the low 80s and the lows in the mid-50s. So it's going to be a beautiful week, and the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been doing this for about 30 years, into the third generation of the Kenny family. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they treat their customers in an outstanding manner. Chuck Kenny is a veteran and, in fact, on his way back this weekend to Vietnam to help search for missing in action soldiers, in this case. Located a downed helicopter several years ago, and it's like an archaeological site, how they do it. Anyway, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, then we're here. If it's Friday, we're here with Katrina. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you've got Bosco.
I do. Isn't he charming?
He is just a cutie. And he's got kind of a sad story.
He does. So Bosco is, well, first off, he's a cattle dog.
Uh-huh.
He's very cattle doggy looking, like the heeler. He's pretty small, but very round.
Yeah, well, that's the part that Bosco's been taken care of.
He has. So Bosco was actually adopted from us about 4 years ago to a very loving family. And unfortunately, they did have a health crisis, which caused them to not be able to have him anymore. So that's how we ended up back in our care. But he was very, very loved. He did, you know, get a few pounds extra put on him in his home. So our doctor does have him on a little bit of a diet right now. But he is just the most loving dog. He's about 7 and a half, so he is, you know, more on the senior end of things. But you can tell he has been loved and just been treated really well. He's super smart, as most, you know, cattle dogs are. He knows a ton of commands, and he does listen very well and is, I would say, pretty well-mannered. And he's just really friendly. He's just really happy all the time. That's his disposition, is he's always just happy, happy to see people, happy to go places, happy to play. Like, he just has a lot of joy in him, which I think is really sweet.
He is. He's a cutie. He comes over and he sits right next to you, and his tail is wagging so fast.
His little nub tail.
His little nub tail. And he's licking your hand. He's just going, I am Bosco. He is adorable. And he's small.
He is. I mean, well, statured. He's supposed
to be. He's not very tall.
No, he's not very tall. He's definitely on the smaller end. I know he's supposed to be, like, you know, max 50 pounds. He's a little closer to 60 pounds, but he's definitely a small stature dog. Just fantastic. He's been really friendly with all people. I know he would prefer to be the only pet in the home. He kind of does like to be the king of his castle. He can be kind of bossy. So he definitely wants to be the apple of your eye. But he's gotten along with people of all ages. He's really just friendly and happy to meet
and
everybody.
How's he around? Well, when you take him out to the like the doggy park or something like that, when you turn him out with everybody, everything's okay.
Yeah, like he's that. Pretty. He's not very interested in other dogs.
Okay.
Like he's not very interested in playing or anything. Like if you wanted to take him on a walk with, you know, your friend who has a dog or something, I think he would be fine. He just isn't really looking for dog friends. I think he kind of thinks he's a person.
Yeah. What are they? What are those things running around peeing?
Right.
Okay. He is just a cutie. And like he said, he's going, you know, he was with somebody for a long time, not a long time, but 4 years. And then, due to health issues of the person, they had to return him. And he's just, you know, he's 7 years old and, but he is just, he's got energy. He's going to be a great dog.
He is. He's a ham. He's a silly guy. I actually learned something pretty cool about him this morning too, of kind of what he knows, and he's really good at fetch. Like, he's the kind of dog that you throw the ball, he brings it right up to you, sets it down next to you, and stares at you and barks and says, "Hey, throw it again." And he knows what he's doing.
Well, that's great, you know, because that's a little dog you can play with. This is a dog that can, because he's not tall, and you say 50 pounds, most of them are less than that, aren't they?
He can be.
Yeah, I mean, because, and they're smart. So you can train him to do things. So this is a good little dog, and he's had a good life, and he deserves to end out with a good life. And his name's Bosco. And do we have pictures of him yet, Ben? Not yet. We're going to get pictures
of
him.
Not yet. We'll get pictures.
We'll do a video. We'll do a video with Bosco on it. Anything else going on down there?
Next week. Or not next week, sorry. In a couple of weeks, we have Pup for Paws coming up.
So oh, that's right.
Be on May 9th.
Uh-huh. And there's probably still room for a couple of teams, maybe.
Yep, we still have rooms for teams and sponsors. So if you're interested in taking part in that, you can go ahead and go to havenhumane.org to sign up for that event. Mm-hmm. And that's May 9th at Gold Hills Golf.
Okay, May 9th at Gold Hills Golf Course. And I think you're going to get sandwiches on you while you're out there or something. You're getting fed while you're out at the course.
Oh, yeah.
If I heard that right. Yeah.
Always good. Food and drinks out there in the sun.
Okay. Well, Bosco, good luck. And, does he have a special adoption fee since he's older?
Yes, he has no adoption fee.
There you go. I needed to bring that one in. Okay. All right. Well, Bosco, good luck. And have a good weekend.
Thank you too.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. It's time for Cool April Nights, and we're going to be talking about that for a while.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year's going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th, so update those calendars now, and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Near Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Friday the 18th of April, 6:18 in the morning, and we always play that song, and then we bob our heads.
7:18 in the morning.
It's what?
7:18 in the morning.
72.
7:18. You said 6:18.
Oh, it's... What's going on with our clock here?
I do not know.
Because it does say 6:18 and it's wrong. So it's off an hour. Who's playing with my our clock here? Because it was off yesterday, too.
We'll have to figure that out.
There's no way to turn it off. I mean, it's here. Yeah, 7:18 in the morning. That's good. If it's 6:18, I'm in the wrong spot. Okay. What was I talking about? I'm totally flummoxed at this point, except I've got Deborah Clark Fox here with me from Cool April Nights.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. Yes, it's here.
Finally. Yay. Okay. Deborah, tell us a little bit about you and how you got associated with this, because you're one of the biggies there.
Oh, you know, I'm on the board of directors. There are 12 of us. We work year round to put this one event on. It's a fundraising event. We're a nonprofit organization. There are no paid employees. We volunteer year round to put this event on, and we are so excited celebrating the classic car community. That's what it's all about.
Wow.
The biggest thing that it's about is the youth programs in our community.
You give an incredible amount of money every year to the youth programs.
Well, that's what this is. This is a fundraiser. And last year we gifted over $64,000. back to the youth programs in the community, and we've topped over $1 million over the years.
Wow! Now, how did you get involved with this? I mean, were you turning wrenches back when you were a child, or how did you get in this?
Actually, my dad grew up here in this community. He built his first roadster when he was 14, and there was never a time when there wasn't something going on in our garage and some car being built, whether it was a classic car, a race car, a Bonneville Salt Flats car.
Ooh, yeah. Racing the big time out there.
Yes, they were. And I started volunteering back in 2010. I was raised that you give back to the community that you live in, and I always preach that.
Yep.
Give back some way you can, whether it's your time, your checkbook, anything that you can do, give back to the community you live in.
Well, that's a great way to be raised and to believe, because it's true. We have so many great community organizations here.
We
that
do.
That better the lives of our citizens here.
Exactly.
Ranging from people finding places for homeless to drug addiction recovery centers. But then you got things like Clipple Nights, the Reading Rodeo, Asphalt Cowboys breakfast, you know, the breakfast they put on.
They'll
with
be
that.
At Cool April Nights this
they,
year,
they
and,
are
as
be,
always, as Saturday
always.
And Sunday.
And then, you know, for the Reading Rodeo week when they go down here to whatever it is, Lonesome Gulch or whatever it is. I only lived here 17, 18 years and go down there every time. You'd think I'd remember.
Roaring Gulch.
Roaring Gulch. There we go. And serve 10,000 of your closest friends there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Cool April Nights started when?
In 1990. It started with a group of local gentlemen that wanted to show their cars off in our community rather than going off to a car show somewhere, and started with a small group of amazing people. And over the years, it has just evolved to what it is today. It is now a 10-day event. And
10 days.
It starts today.
And it starts today.
Yeah.
10 days.
Yes.
So just think about that. 10 days that people are coming in from all over, well, pretty much all over the United States.
All over the United States.
And maybe other countries. Who knows?
British Columbia, Alaska, yeah. Texas, Idaho, Oregon, Nevada, Washington, and all over the state of California. And it brings people to our community, not just for the classic cars. They are seeing what we have available
and
here.
And they're staying in hotels. They're eating in restaurants. They're looking around and seeing Lake Shasta, which is full.
Exactly.
They're seeing the mountains. They're seeing the ability to get to the ocean, to go from, you know, Mount Shasta and skiing to the ocean in the same day.
I've had conversations with some of the people that have, over the years, that have come back. They come back up at a different time because they've seen something here that interests them, whether it's Turtle Bay and the Sundial Bridge or Shasta Lake, Shasta Caverns. There is so much outdoors that we have to offer here. And the fishing is, of course, world-renowned.
Well, it's one of the best fisheries in the world here in the Sacramento. And at the last couple of years, we had these guys that came in from the Bay Area to fish and end up going to the rodeo. Also,
I met that group of people. Yeah, it was
so
awesome.
They'd fish and then go to the rodeo, and they were having a great time. They all stayed over at the Sheridan or someplace around here. Okay, so how many people or how many cars?
Do you
have an idea?
Mm-hmm, we register up to about 2,000, a little bit over, at the big event, the big show and shine, which is Saturday, the 26th of April. All of these events leading up to the event, Cool April Nights, our big fundraiser is actually at the Civic Auditorium. The cruise is free. Come out and enjoy it. It's Friday, April 25th. It is a hard closure on the roads at 5 o'clock, so get there early. Once the roads are closed, you can't drive into the area. And then that cruise is 2 miles end to end, 4 cars wide. And it is classic cars, 1979 and older. And everybody enjoys it. Saturday and Sunday, that is Cool April Nights fundraiser.
Okay, so 1979
and older.
And older. Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, you're the president.
I'm the president.
Got your name here. It's the president. You're president of the board. I'm just a board member. No, you're the president of the board.
I represent.
And have to put
board.
All of this stuff together, including the largest tool show of the year.
Napa Auto is bringing in their hauler this year. They come every year to Cool Apron Lights, but they're coming early, and they'll be all over town.
On April 22nd to the 26th, a rock and roll tool truck.
Yes.
With all types of things on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, and show there.
So with Cool Apron Lights, last year I know that we had a $12.5 million economic impact on our community in a 10-day period.
Wow.
It's the largest amount of money that comes into our area during the year in that short amount of time. All of the hotels are full, shopping, restaurants, gas stations, of course, and you will see classic cars everywhere you look.
Yes, that's true. They're everywhere. The Veterans Home, they're everywhere.
They are.
If there's an open area, there's going to be classic cars there.
Somewhere. Everywhere you look. I saw several on my way in this morning.
You know what is so cool about this? And for all of our new people that really, it's Cool April Nights. You know, you need to get out there and, you really do. Go out to one of these show and shines just to look at these cars, but then talk to the owners.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I made the mistake of asking this one guy. I said, well, gosh, how much money you got in this? He has no idea.
No.
Because you do it over a period of years. Exactly. And where the parts, where you're trying to find parts. And there's these parts guys all over the nation, and you're trying to find a part for a 1966 Chevy Nova. Well, there's somebody out there that's
got
it.
They're out there, yeah.
But it's the countless hours.
And the love
of the classic cars. Yes.
And the love of classic cars. I encourage anybody that's out and about, tell those classic cars thank you when you see them, because this would not be possible without them. And if you ask a car owner, they will tell you the story. There's always a story behind that car, and they know it.
So is it always going to be 1979?
Yes.
It doesn't, like, go up to, you know, as the years go by, okay, 1980?
No, it will not change for us.
Okay.
This classic car show is in 1979 and older.
Okay.
You know, the Civic Auditorium, it's iconic. That's where we hold our show. And
right.
We can only hold 2,000 or just above that amount.
Mm-hmm.
And if you open up that to later date.
Right.
There's just not going to be enough room. 1979 is also within the realm of what the classic car shows all over are having. Hot August Nights, 1979 Haggerty Insurance that insures all of these classic cars.
Uh-huh.
Their classic car classification is 1979 and older.
Okay. So it's always going to be 1979.
Mm-hmm. It is. At this point, it is.
That's too bad. My 2006 truck doesn't have a chance, even in another 10, 15 years.
Don't get us wrong.
It's not that we
don't love those other cars. This is the way it is. It is 1979 and older.
Okay. So let's start with the things that are going on. So today opens up.
Today, this morning, there is a car show at Player's Pizza in Anderson, and then the big kickoff party tonight starting at 4 o'clock in the downtown area. Community Alliance Network is putting on Springfest in conjunction with Viva Downtown, and they are planning a big party. There is music, food, booths. We'll be there. Come by and see us at the Cool April Nights tent. We will have day of show tickets available for purchase so that you don't have to stand in line when you come into the Civic Auditorium on Saturday.
And I have 2 tickets.
You have 4 tickets.
Right, but I'm only going to give
away
2.
I'm
going to give away 2 today for April 26th. It's a week from tomorrow for the big show. And I'm
going to
give those away when we come back after this break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center and their lung screening program. The lung nodule screening program provides patients with an opportunity to screen for precancerous lung nodules before they progress into lung cancer. And lung cancer has got a high mortality rate because they don't catch it soon enough in the past. Now they've got a way that they can screen and catch it really early, which really enhances a person's ability to survive this and get this into remission. They do a low-dose computer tomographic screening, the only low-dose screenings north of Sacramento. Go to ShastaRegional.com. And check it out on the website. This is the only one north of Sacramento, and it has been a lifesaver, literally, for those with lung cancer. So we'll be right back with Deborah Clark Fox.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280. You win. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
A cancer diagnosis is overwhelming, but at Valor Oncology, you're never alone. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm proud to be a part of this community right here in Reading. As a breast oncology surgeon, I bring the expertise you need combined with deep commitment to the people I care about, my neighbors, my friends, and my community. You won't see a revolving door of different doctors. At Valor Oncology, you'll see the same trusted care team at every visit, people who truly know your history and who will walk with you on your journey. We have cutting-edge technology that rivals top universities, and we're here to provide world-class treatment right here at home. Because at Valor Oncology, you're not just a patient, you're part of our family. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org today to learn more.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Let the dogs out!
Hey,
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And it's 7:34 in the morning here on the 18th and about 59 degrees, going up to 80 today and beautiful. And I'm giving away two tickets. I told you I was. I'm giving away two tickets to Saturday, April the 26th. The big one.
The big show in China.
And I'm here with Deborah Fox. Deborah, tell them what it is.
Those two tickets are day of show tickets. We have a fast track line. You don't have to stand in line to pay to get in. You'll see a sign. It'll say fast track. You take those two tickets and you get in that line. It'll take you right into the Civic without stopping.
These two tickets to the first person that calls 530-605-4567. And here they come. Here come the phone calls. And you're going to get these two tickets. It goes from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 26th at the Civic. And you're going to have a great time. And you can thank me later. There we go. So, Deborah. Show and shine.
Show and shines. This year we have 34 show and shines that will be happening starting today, running all through next week into Friday. And then we have the cruise, and then it goes into the big show and shine and the Circle of Champions on Sunday. I would like to give a shout out to Lithia Chevrolet here in Reading and Logan Shane. He is the general manager there. They donate an engine every year for us to raffle off. Keeping in mind, this is a fundraiser. We do this for the youth of the community.
And this isn't a four-cylinder, engine that they donate.
I don't have the specs sitting in front of me.
Okay.
But it is a beautiful engine. I believe it's an $8,000 or $9,000 engine.
Yeah, that's the way I understood it from last time. And I'm trying to find that article about the guy that won it. And,
Paul Sweezy, last year. He's from Aetna. Oh. Morning, Paul, if you're listening. Paul won the engine last year, and he has put that engine into a car. He will be sitting right by Lithia Chevrolet on site across from Cool Corner at the big show and shine. Go up, talk to him. It's always fun to meet somebody that's got a project. And he happened to have a project. He won that engine, and he dropped it into his new car. So, his classic car.
Yeah, now, he is. He doesn't win stuff. This is what he says. Yeah. I don't ever win anything. And the girl asked if I needed to be present when I asked, and she said, no, we'll call you if you win.
I was the one who called him, and he was shocked.
Yep, and now this was a crate engine. A crate engine is one that's, it's just fully
ready to go.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
You just have to put it in or figure out how to know how to do it. It was a 427 cubic inch engine.
That was last year's engine.
Yeah, last year's engine.
They really upped their game last year.
Yeah.
It was a big year of celebration for everybody, and we could not do that fundraiser without Lithia Chevrolet and that engine.
It's a beautiful engine.
So and we also have Raffle
City.
When do
you get that? Now, that goes on Saturday that's given away. When is given that?
We are selling tickets. We've been selling tickets. They are on sale right now in the parts department at Lithia Chevrolet. That engine will be on display tonight at Springfest, and we have tickets available. It will also go down to Anderson Show and Shine. Well, first thing tomorrow morning is Lithia Chevrolet's Show and Shine, and the engine will be there, and then we will take it down to Anderson River Park, where they have their big Show and Shine, and it'll also be there. Come buy tickets. They are $3 for $20. And
this is it's like $8,000 to $10,000 engine here.
Yes, it is.
We're talking about. And okay, I don't want to get mercenary or crass about this, but if I won that engine, I wouldn't know what to do with it except sell it to somebody.
You know, there's a lot of classic car owners out there that if you ask their advice, they'd tell you exactly what to do with that engine and how to do it and where to start looking. Sunday.
You mean for cars?
On Sunday. At the Reading Civic Auditorium, Cool April Nights, it's our big Circle of Champions. We give over 100 awards, and those award-winning cars will be on display on Sunday. And then we have Car Corral, and there will be lots of classic cars for sale. People bring them in. They either have too many or they're looking to buy a couple more, so they'll put their classic cars for sale on the lawn at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Okay. Now tonight at Players Pizza,
this morning,
10 a.m. to 2
10
p.m.
Sorry,
yeah, it's starting. Mm-hmm. And then tonight, or this afternoon, 4 to 8:30 on Market Street, right here.
Kickoff party.
It's a Springfest car and bike.
That Community Alliance Network.
Uh-huh.
So all of these different show and shines that you'll see throughout town over the next week,
mm-hmm.
individual businesses hold those events. And
okay.
some of them use them as a fundraiser for their organization that they represent.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so it's not just the Coal Apple Knights that benefits from this. These are also the, businesses who host these things.
Exactly.
For fundraisers for their projects too.
Not all are fundraisers.
No.
Some are.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of businesses throughout town. Go in, shake their hand, tell them thank you for having a show and shine. We could not do it without our sponsors. We couldn't do it without those people that have those show and shines. This is for the community, but it's also raising money for a lot of different organizations.
Now, let me just say there's two today. There's three tomorrow. There's three on Sunday.
Yes.
Then it starts ramping up.
We have a total of 34 show and shines.
Five on Monday. You got, I don't know, seven or eight on Tuesday. And Wednesday's even more. Then Thursday, Simpson University is having one out there.
And I'd like to give a big shout out to Simpson University. You know, our volunteers, and we say this mm-hmm. every year, we cannot thank them enough. We could not make this event possible without our 400 volunteers. And Simpson University, the coaches out there, they bring us from their athletics department over 150 volunteers. Last year, I believe we were closer to 200. I'd like to also give a shout out to the Shasta Junior Wolves this year. They are coming in full force. They will have 84 players and family members there helping out at the big show and shine on Saturday and on Sunday.
Plus, you have the Shasta Division of the U.S. Navy Sea Cadets.
Yes, sir. They hold a special place in our heart. They will be presenting the flag for us during the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a young lady. Her name is Sophia Boone, and she will be singing the national anthem on Saturday.
Okay, now, on Saturday, which is kind of the big day, except on Sunday, it's all the winning cards are on display.
Yes.
It's another pancake breakfast. Now, mm-hmm. the Asphalt Cowboys breakfast goes from 8 to 10:30 on Saturday. And then on Sunday, same thing. And then the Car Corral. What's the Car Corral?
The Car Corral, as I mentioned earlier, there are people that have classic cars that they want to sell. They will be on display there. They are available for purchase.
And that's what the Car Corral is. So you can go in if you're looking for one.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a classic car, we'll see you on Sunday at the Civic Auditorium.
Now, I was reading this book, and they talked about a Dodge D100. And, no, I know about it. I'm not going to ask you questions. This was the first truck that they put a muscle engine in it. And it was known as some of them were known as the Little Red Truck, and it had that stack up in the back. And how Dodge, and they made like 50 of the kind that they put a 426 engine in
oh,
it.
Oh my goodness.
And they had, I mean, literally pound out part of the firewall to have room to stick things in there. But these were your very first muscle cars.
I need to read that article.
Of trucks. Yeah, I just look up D100 and Dodge. It was really interesting because they had kind of alluded to it, and I thought, well, what is that? And so, I mean, imagine putting in back there, and then they had like bucket seats. I mean, they put, you know, they rigged out like 50 of them like this that are worth a lot of money right now, as you can imagine. Because that was 59 or something.
This year's theme are the convertible. And at the inside show, inside the Civic Auditorium, you will see all convertibles this year. And
whoa,
we've got some really nice ones coming into town. I'm so excited to see that happen. We also, keeping in mind that this is a fundraiser and gifting to the youth of the community, every year, Cool April Nights holds an art contest for all of the Shasta County schools. And the students send us pieces of art, and we sit down and we go through this big stack of wonderful drawings. And every year we choose one piece of art and we print 400 volunteer shirts with that student's art on them. And then
we gift the
teacher a $500 check for her class.
Wow. That's right. Now
his or her class.
Yeah, that's the volunteers all are wearing that
shirt.
Oh,
yeah, and they're collectibles. And people want them. And if you want a shirt, you need to volunteer. Go online, www.coolaprilnights.com, and push the volunteer button.
Okay, I'm here with Deborah Fox, president of the Coypo Knights Association, and we're talking, it's starting today, my friends, and it's going to start out at Player's Pizza today at 10 a.m., but if you were working or something, you can stroll downtown here from right here on Market Street, right up the street from us, in fact, from 4 to 8:30 p.m., it's going to be the Spring Fest Car Bike Show and Shine. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is a locally owned jewelry business, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman and stone cutters, jewelry designers. They've got an incredible selection of jewelry at very fair prices. And they've been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Not only that, now I'm not just saying this, their location at 2225 Hilltop, you know, you go in there and maybe buy something and say, hey, by the way, can I put my my chair out here in front of your business to watch the cruise? You know, it never hurts. Okay, that's Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, great people, thoroughly endorse them, locally owned, locally operated. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine. Saturday, April 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. All ages are welcome, so come on down and bring the family. Spaces are limited for show cars. Hope to see you there. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, 7:50 in the morning. I haven't fixed the 6:50 clock yet. 7:50 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Judy started this back in 1993 and has got two separate divisions, one for insurance and one for financial management. And as you know, with what's going on with insurance in the state of California, it's just ridiculous. In fact, it's criminal in some cases. But she can lead you through the forest and find you insurance for your home and business. She's done it so many times before. Just give her a call at 530-221-0441. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to the on-ramp there. Well, it's not right next to the on-ramp. It's next to First Credit, a member's First Credit Union. But, you know, anything that you've got, look at your insurance. What about your 401s, your retirement plans? Free reviews and evaluations of everything you have there. And we do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and real happy. And I'm with Deborah Fox, who is the president of the Cool April Nights group, and it starts in 2 hours.
I am so excited.
2 hours out at Player's Pizza in Anderson. How come they get to be first?
Because that's the spot that they've had, and we try and put the same people in the spots that they've had for over the years, and then we fill in. This year we have 34 show and shines, but let's not forget there's other things going on too. There is a drive-in movie on Wednesday night. Next Wednesday night, Smokey and the Bandit on the lawn at the Reading Civic Auditorium, brought to you by Edward Jones and C.R. Gibb.
Oh, there it is, Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and
it
the Bandit.
It starts at 8:30.
It starts at 8:30.
Do you drive in? Can
We'll take as many cars as fit on that front lawn there.
Okay.
And then there's parking out, you know, in the general parking area. Yeah. Bring your blankets, bring your chairs, bring your kids, bring your neighbors.
Can I bring my truck?
You can bring your truck.
And then park it backwards and put, you know, chaise lounges in it.
And it gets full really quick, so.
But don't worry, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's a great movie. It's a lot of fun. It's something that I don't miss. I am always there. And we cannot thank them enough.
But you also have things like Club Cougar and those groups.
We rent the Civic Auditorium, the Reading Civic Auditorium, starting on Monday. We rent it for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for an entire week, because that's how long it takes us to set up. We move our entire office from our space that we rent, and we move it to the Civic Auditorium for registration, which opens on Wednesday, and it runs Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I will tell you, heads up, it's new this year. We are closing registration on Friday at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock on Friday, so make sure you get in there before then. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We are right at 1,400 cars registered already, so we only have about 600 spots open. Make sure that you get there early and get registered.
There you go. And now, the cruise.
The cruise. Oh, everybody loves the cruise.
Who could not love the cruise?
It is so much fun.
You know, we ought to, one night, ought to do a, we ought to do a remote from there.
I think you've done that before.
We did that with a couple people, that were, Wade. that would was televising or videoing it. And Linda got in trouble because she was telling guys to smoke them. And one of them did, and somebody came over and said, they can't smoke them.
So,
we're talking about smoking the tires.
There's a reason for that.
Linda's just, she gets people in trouble.
Nobody likes a burnout more than me. No. However, there's an issue of liability insurance.
And safety.
There are children sitting on those curbs.
Absolutely.
Please do not do burnouts.
Do not do burnouts. Now, what time do people start showing up on Friday?
They start showing up on Friday, but they start marking their spots. They're already marking them off.
Yeah.
There are businesses all around that route that have employee appreciation parties.
Yeah.
They invite their friends. They invite their family. So you will see yellow flagging out, or you will see chairs that are already sitting there. Leave them there. Let those people have their spot
that
they had every year.
Yeah. Don't put your chair in front of somebody that's right on the curb.
The beginning of the cruise starts at the overpass of where the 44 off-ramp, I'm sorry, the I-5 off-ramp onto 44,
mm-hmm.
right there in front, just past the Red Lion.
Yep.
And like I said, it is four classic cars wide. And when we start off, we're behind Reading Police Department SWAT. We back the blue.
We love
law enforcement agencies. Once that group makes an entire loop of that 2 mile cruise,
uh-huh.
they meet up with the end of the cruise.
Okay.
So it is bumper to bumper, 2 miles all the way around.
And if you have not seen this, and I'm sure there's people out there that haven't, you need to go down there on Thursday. And
Friday.
No, it's going to be Friday, but Thursday you want to start marking stuff off. So you can see this because, no, there's no burnouts, and there's good reasons for that. But just watching these thousands of different type classic vehicles, mm-hmm. trucks, hot rods, and I tell you what, they can rev their engines for you.
Yes, they can.
Wow,
and the one thing that you're going to notice on all those drivers, they got a big smile on their face because
they
love this event.
And it's going to be beautiful weather. It's rained there out there before, and guess what?
We don't say the R word.
I know, but I can say it because I've looked at the weather report. It's going to be perfect. They're still out there. And you can still see them.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
I don't like to say the R word, but rain or shine, we are having a car show. It is a classic car show, and we love it, and we look forward to it.
Now, okay, we've got like 3 minutes left.
Okay.
And so Saturday, of course, down at the Civic is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
This is when you bring in the selected vehicles.
On Saturday?
Isn't it? No.
On Saturday, all of the 2,000 or more registered cars will be on site, on display. We have over 100 judges. We will be giving away over 100 awards. And the cars that are chosen by those judges will be on display on Sunday for the Circle of Champions. It's quite something to see.
Yes. But pardon my ignorance here, but isn't there going to be cars inside the Civic?
There are cars inside the Civic on Saturday.
How are they selected?
Bob Dolker, who is our sergeant at arms,
uh-huh.
is doing the inside show now. I did it for many years, and my duties that I've taken over pulled me away from that, and I couldn't concentrate on it enough. So Bob very generously took it over. We hand select them. Some people send in photographs. I was in Reno,
uh-huh.
Last year for Hot August Nights, and I ran into a couple gentlemen, got their names and numbers, which led us to a couple more, and there'll be about 20 cars inside.
Okay, look, I know that you are incredibly busy, but maybe I could have you come back in next week.
I would love to do that.
Let's just do an update.
I would love to
and
do
what,
that.
And what we've got going on. Would that be okay?
Absolutely. Could I give one real quick shout out?
Sure.
Because we rent that Civic Auditorium to set up, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the inside of the Civic is full. Don't think there's nothing going on. On Monday night, Enterprise Starship has their fundraising dinner event and show. On Tuesday, Parsons Junior High School, they will be doing the same thing, having their show and a dinner. And then on Wednesday, Foothill High School, they will be having their annual fundraiser and show. But they are also, earlier in the day, putting on a a prom for the senior living facilities here in here in town.
Wow.
So earlier in the day, they will be bringing in a lot of those people from those homes and putting on a program for them. I am so excited to include those schools within our family.
Yeah, because that's where the next generation's coming from.
Every child that you see is a future classic car owner. Bring your kids down. Have them enjoy it.
Deborah, thanks so much. We're going to get you on next week. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back with House Rules.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Roughly 10,000 pages of records relating to the 1968 assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy have been released. It continues a disclosure of national secrets ordered by President Trump. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard says the RFK files release will shine a long overdue light on the truth. New York City and its suburbs, scene of one of the latest illegal immigration crackdowns.
Authorities say 206 illegal immigrants with criminal records have been arrested in the New York City area by ICE agents. The arrest focused on the Big Apple, Long Island, and the lower Hudson Valley during an enhanced operation from April 6th through the 12th. ICE officials say more than half of those apprehended had significant criminal convictions or are currently facing charges for serious crimes, such as murder and assault, and some were gang members. New York City Mayor Eric Adams backed the arrest. Tasha Stevens reporting.
President Trump is unloading on Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
When it comes to his feelings about the man running the nation's central bank, the president isn't holding back.
I don't think he's doing the job. He's too late, always too late, a little slow, and I'm not happy with him.
Donald Trump is upset with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell for not aggressively cutting interest rates. He's threatening to fire Powell, saying if I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The 20-year-old accused of a deadly shooting at Florida State University Tallahassee is the son of a sheriff's deputy. Two people were killed, six others injured in yesterday's attack. The suspect, Phoenix Eichner, was shot and wounded by police. They responded to the scene outside the student union. No trading today on Wall Street as the U.S. financial markets are closed in observance of Good Friday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
It was a nightmare. We felt stuck.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771. 800-989-1771.
Secretary of State Rubio says the U.S. may move on from efforts for a Russia-Ukraine peace deal if there's no progress in the coming days. He spoke in Paris following a marathon day of landmark talks among U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials. Rubio says the discussions have been constructive and produced an outline for steps toward peace. French officials say a new meeting in the same format is expected in London in the coming days. Rubio says he could join the meeting. It's expected early in the week. Republican and Democratic lawmakers are making their first trip to Taiwan under the new Trump administration, a bipartisan one. The three senators are pushing to message both Taiwan and China that U.S. support for Taiwan's defense remains broad. Republicans Pete Ricketts and Ted Budd and Democrat Chris Coons are set to talk with Taiwan's president and defense minister later today. News and analysis at townhall.com. It was on this day 250 years ago, Paul Revere began his famous ride from Charlestown to Lexington, Massachusetts, warning the colonists that the British are coming. A student of American history, military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says it was a long list of grievances that drove the colonists, despite overwhelming odds, to take on the mighty British Empire.
Beginning 1770, of course, you had the Boston Massacre, and 1773, the famous Boston Tea Party, and then, of course, in 1774, the year prior to, Concord and Lexington, we had, the British government decided they were going to close down the harbor.
Metropolitan Boston has been busy preparing for the festivities, expecting many visitors from all over the country. Among commemorations, a lantern service at Old North Church. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your last locally owned radio station here in Reading. 8:05 in the morning here on the 18th of April. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Now, good morning.
Do you have that piece? Don't play it yet, but do you have that piece ready?
I do. It's
okay.
All ready.
The weather. Let's talk weather. You know, this is going to be a perfect week for cool April nights. Every day sunny. With highs in the, 80, I think the most I saw was 83. The lows in the 50s, sunny, beautiful at night, and it's going to be a perfect week for cool April nights. So we're going to be talking about something with that too. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran owned business. The Kinney family have been doing this for like 30 years and they're into the third generation. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. They are just really good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, when Deborah Fox, who's president of the Cool April Nights, just blew out of here, but she said to tell everybody there is an app you can get. It's called Eat Shasta. Eat Shasta app. And if you put down, if you go to that and you go enable notifications, it tells you all the shows and shines and everything that's going on. Now, before we get to our guest, have you ever had a friend? Well, let me ask. I'm here with Bruce Melton. Have you ever had a friend that you would just walk up and you didn't have to explain things to them?
Oh, absolutely.
And sure. Okay, play it.
I need your help. I can't tell you what it is. You can never ask me about it later, and we're going to hurt some people.
Who's car are we going to take?
Got a friend like that.
Thought we were listening to Tulsa King for a minute or something.
You got a friend like that?
Yeah. Everyone needs one.
Everybody should have a friend like that. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show. We're here without Cameron because Cameron he's in Mexico and we're trying to get him, he wasn't deported, no matter what anybody says. he was not picked up by ICE and sent back.
No, it's spring break. And so he took Junior down there and they're having a great time. Weather has been great there too as well. And it's always nice to hear next week will be nice for cool April nights because there have been weeks when that certainly wasn't the case.
Yeah, she says we don't mention the R word.
I heard that. Yeah.
Well, it's like rodeo.
Yeah.
We've had, and I think it was, 2019? that we got hit with a rainstorm that was unbelievable. The horses were bucking in mud.
The rodeo when that's occurred, you know, you go and you think, all right, it's not raining, it should be fine, and half hour later, here comes the deluge. And
well, we got hit one time before it started. I mean, it was right before it started, and we're the only. I said, where'd all everybody go? Because Linda and I were still sitting out there in Rodeo Flats with our little ponchos on, soaking up the water in the seat. And you could watch the flag girls. They were hunched over. The horses were hunched over. The rain was coming down. And then the rain kind of abated, and it was time. It was showtime. Those girls were back up. Those horses were bouncing around, and phew, they did their job. So, anyway, we don't want rain.
Yeah, yeah, you'd think it'd be a mud pile out
it
there.
It isn't. You know, when you watch, yeah. If you watch the cowboy come off, he hits that mud and slides 20 feet across the arena.
Probably doesn't hurt nearly as much as it normally would.
Just their cleaning bills go way up. Yeah. Okay, Bruce, everything that's going on in the government, everything that's going on, and I say government, it's not just feds, it's the state. You know, you see another refinery closing down, and I haven't really had a chance to address that. I'll do that next week. The Benicia one, which is a huge refinery. I used to, used to be sending asphalt trucks down there. So we picked up your asphalt. That was for all the major suppliers users of it up here. They're leaving.
Yeah, yeah.
And that takes us down to what, seven left?
Maybe
seven refineries left. Well,
they haven't built any new ones in a long time. That's the problem.
They're not going to
because
of all the regulations you got here in California.
Yeah. Well, and everybody's supposed to be driving electric here before too long. But, yeah, it's unfortunate. I've been watching oil prices, and I think a barrel dropped below $60 the other day. And this morning or yesterday morning it was $64, almost $65. So it's fluctuating.
Yeah,
I went to look this morning. The Dow is closed
due
to
Good Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably needed a break.
A nice respite at this point.
When we talk about, and people are saying, well, you're talking about oil refineries and oil and gas. You know, we're talking, you know, this is talking about homes, but that has an impact.
Oh, absolutely.
It has a huge impact on building and the cost of everything.
Well, and when fuel goes up, too, I mean, there's a lot of people that commute to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's an expense that some people can bear and others can't, but that affects the real estate market as well.
Well, of course it does, because when you get a mortgage, and then you because you got to say, okay, this is how much I'm going to be paying out every month, and you know, it's not just your mortgage, it's not just your taxes and all that, it's all the ancillaries that you have to spend, like for food and everything. And if your gas goes up from $300 a month to $600 a month, that's $300 you don't have for that mortgage.
No, absolutely. And, on mortgages recently, and I've been reading, too, where more and more people are going to an adjustable-rate mortgage.
Are those back again?
Oh, absolutely.
I thought they kind of went away.
No, well, they did when the fixed rate was so low.
Oh, yeah.
That, yeah, people were getting fixed rate loans, but right now they've come back and come back strong. I think there are more adjustable rate than fixed rates right now.
Well, what are they starting out at?
Well, I think, and I just saw this morning, I was reading an article where this last week nationwide, the mortgage 30-year fixed averaged 6.83, fluctuated a little bit, so you're just under 7. And typically, depending upon points and whatever, you know, they might start it at 5, something like that, and then in a year adjust or whatever, up or down. So, you know, it if you're on the fence as far as qualifying, you do an adjustable rate and get qualified at 5% as opposed to 7%.
Sure.
It might enable you to do that. You're hoping a year down the road you're going to be making a little bit more money, got a raise or whatever. The rates are going to drop, and at some point you can, go into a fixed loan. They're very, very common. More buyers are considering and using
them. You can understand it because they're betting on the that they bet in on the come that it's going to drop down, and if it drops down again, that they'll be okay. But if it continues, then at some point, and you're going to be paying more.
Yeah, I think people got a little bit spoiled here the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Oh, I'm totally spoiled.
You and I remember 6.83 we would have killed for. And when they were two to three times that.
Yeah, 10 to 12 you would have killed for because they were 18, 19% long.
Yeah.
For this is back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
The interest rate on a loan for a home was like 18, 19%.
1983, I think the first home I sold was 12.75 and they were pleased.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Under 13.
Yeah. And people are dying with the 6 and 7%.
That's it. And we have people right now that would really prefer to move, whether they want to upsize, downsize, do whatever, but they don't want to give up their 2.5, 3% loan, whatever, and get a 7. I mean, that's affecting the market.
Certainly. Even essentially, you buy a home that's less value than the one you're selling, you're still paying more. Yeah. You could be paying $1,000 more a month.
Well, a lot of times if they're older like we are, you don't have a loan or whatever, so you have your equity and you can go, if you're going to downsize, you can pay cash for a house.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but, you move from area to area. I think just recently Bob Sprinkle, our local appraisal buddy, sent out, he has a monthly report, and it's 1,500 to 2,000 square feet within 960012 and 3. So it's all local and homes are basically, and that's, but it's, it's a good yardstick. The average sales price was $429,103 here in Shasta County, but in Redding in that.
Yeah.
So anyway, and it hasn't fluctuated, I think. The month before, the quarter before was 422, so it's $7 more, but a little bit up and down. We're not seeing a whole bunch of appreciation, certainly not any depreciation.
Okay.
But, and that's, there's pockets nationwide, certain Bay Area communities. Right now, I read the other day at Los Altos or something, two homes had recently sold for $1 million over asking price.
Whoa!
That's certainly not common here, but,
I would take $1 million over at my asking price.
Oh, yeah.
If you can get that, I'd split it with you. Okay, we have to take a quick break. I'm here with Bruce Middleton from House Realty, the oldest real estate firm in Redding now. And so we'll take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Horst. He's been doing this for over 25 years. He is the windshield whisperer. There's nothing about windshields that Jeff doesn't know or he can't fix, whether it's a small chip to a crack or to a crack up to 24 inches in length. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle in? Car, truck, SUV, or RV with the big windows. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Fixed a crack in my windshield, like an 8-inch crack in my windshield 16 years ago, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work this man does. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Royce. I've been serving the Redding community with state-of-the-art chiropractic care for over 27 years. If you're dealing with knee pain, you should know there is hope. Whether you've been told it's a meniscus, a ligament, or that it's bone on bone and you need surgery, you're going to want to hear this. I've found something that's helping a lot of people get real relief without drugs, injections, or surgery. It's called soft wave therapy, and I'll be demonstrating it live at my upcoming event. Join me Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at From the Hearth downtown. It's only $30 and dinner's included. It's a relaxed, informative workshop where you can bring your questions and even your doubts. I'll show you exactly how it works and show you how so many people are getting back to the things that they love. Walking, hiking, golf, gardening, pickleball, and just to living pain-free again. Are you ready to get back to your hobbies and to your life? If so, go to RedingPain.com now to register. I can't wait to see you there. That's RedingPain.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The thrill of cage fights returns to Wind River Resort and Casino. On Saturday, April 12th, Hard Fought Productions brings you an action-packed night of amateur, pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets for this extreme event start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 pre-slot play. Must be 21 to attend this adrenaline-filled event. Tickets for this event sell out fast. Get yours today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hold on me, and there ain't no way it'll set me free. You know I've got to be a rodeo man.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Do we have real estate songs? Let's find real estate songs, too. I like that one, though. That was good.
I figured rodeo weekend.
Write down, who does that one?
That was Chris Leodox.
Ledoux. Okay. Chris Ledoux.
Ledoux, yeah.
Okay.
Not country.
Whoa. Chris Ledoux, he's no longer with us, and but he's kind of like a icon out there. But we are here with another icon of the real estate market, Bruce Middleton from House of Realty, and we're talking interest rates, the fact that California is doing its very best to push all of refineries out of California without a replacement, with any type of replacement strategy. That's my favorite part. No replacement strategy, because we're all going to be driving on electric cars in 2035, 30. Maybe it's now. You can't buy an internal combustion engine after that, which is why I picked up a 2021 diesel with 30,000 miles on it, because I'll drive it till it hits 500, 600,000. I'll be driving that thing forever. I'll bury it with me. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning.
You talked about the average home price, 429, 427?
Yeah, I think locally here in Redding, once again, it was with those certain restrictions and qualifications, it was 429.
Okay.
And the quarter before it was 423. So, you know, it fluctuates a little bit back and forth and whatever. So it's remained pretty consistent, I mean, price-wise. And the market, you know, I think if you list a property where it should be listed, you know, you're going to get some movement. I think average days on market nationwide have gone up considerably. They have here to an extent. But once again, you know, do you want to list your house or do you want to sell it? So if you're going to hold out for $100,000 more than it's worth, you're going to sit on it.
Yeah. Well, what about, I asked you this a couple months ago, but it was probably too early. Are we seeing anybody from the Pacific Palisades and those in Southern California starting to come up here?
I'm hearing that certain people have received calls, and I think we've gotten a few preliminary calls. Anymore, they have a statewide multiple listing service. So we're, you know, somebody in L.A. that wants to pay for that, they can get our listings as well. And so we're seeing more and more out of area realtors calling and that are going to represent out of the area buyers. The only unfortunate thing with that is that, you know, they don't know the inspectors. They don't know local tradition as far as who pays what. And so the listing agent ends up doing the majority of the work.
Yeah. Because people will see they've sold their two-bedroom, one-bath house for 1.5 mil, and they can come up here and live on the river.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, so I am surprised we haven't seen more of an influx of that.
Yeah, you know, we get people like that. And what's nice about this time of year when I see cool April nights occurring, the rodeos coming and whatever, and a lot of people from out of the area come for those events. And those are people that might be future residents.
Sure.
I mean, I've sold homes to people over the years that said, you know, we've come up here for 2 weeks every year for 30 years to go to Shasta Lake and houseboat.
I've met people that they grew up coming up here, and then when they got old enough, or, you know, when they've established themselves, they came back.
Yep. And when they go to retire, that was their plan all along. We're going to move up there. And so we've always gotten that. You know, it amazes me to an extent, and you and I have talked about this in the past. In the year 2000, we had roughly 90 to 92,000 people, and here we are in 2025, and we basically have 90 to 92,000 people.
Isn't that weird?
It is. And, you know, I think the car fire maybe affected that to an extent. We had a lot of people that sold their clean lots and moved to Idaho or Oregon or wherever they were thinking about moving. It gave them that incentive finally, you know, someday I'd like to do this. Well, that created that moment, you know, I can do that.
I have my insurance for the house. I got a clean lot here I can sell, and I can go someplace.
There was an article just recently in the Record Searchlight that discussed the percentage of homes that had been rebuilt, and it wasn't that great.
It's not that many.
No,
And in the unincorporated area, it's even worse. And so, you know, you don't want to hear people losing everything they have. But like you said, sometimes that gives them the impetus then to move.
Absolutely. I mean, here's the perfect example. If, you know, if we're going to do this, let's do it right now. And you mentioned, too, just recently that, you know, if you get a burned out area, it's not going to look the same for a long, long time. And right now they're dealing with that in Pacific Palisades. that you're still going to have the ocean view and whatever, but all the beautiful trees, the Oakland fire years ago with all the eucalyptus trees and the narrow roads leading up to these beautiful homes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it was all destroyed. It doesn't look like that today.
So your house wasn't destroyed in Pacific Palisades, but now you're surrounded by disaster.
The very few that survived, they probably wished that they would have been burned.
So, and then, you know, when I was listening to a couple of things, they were talking to people and I was reading things where many of them were underinsured. They'd had those homes for a long time. And all of a sudden, you know, their value had just skyrocketed over the years. They didn't have the insurance to rebuild.
No, and I'll tell you, I've read a number of articles about, you know, State Farm or whoever 4 months prior to had eliminated a whole bunch of policies. And and there were people, a lot of older people lived up there because of the cost, and they were able to afford that. And there were a number of them that didn't have a mortgage, and the bank wasn't forcing you to go down and get insurance immediately. And a lot of them thought, I'll shop around and I'll get insurance. And a lot of them, that fire occurred before they got insurance. So they lost one heck of a big equity. You know, the lots, once they're clean, are still going to be worth a lot of money. Not what they would have been prior to, but still going to be worth some money. Well, and that's a big hit.
Yeah, and some of them were being offered more, but that was rare. But they were – nobody expected it Pacific Palisades and Malibu. But if you just looked at our state and what had to be done – and, you know, our governor and our leadership and the mayor do need to be blamed for something like this.
Oh, yeah.
This could have been mitigated, not prevented, but mitigated, so maybe it wouldn't have burnt everything.
Well, they're certainly taking a hit.
Yeah.
Mayor Bass or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
She's taken it when she was out of the country, obviously, and whatever. But, but you know, too, then the feds are saying California didn't do, you know, they didn't act properly. The irony is the majority of the property surrounding Pacific Palisades is to be maintained by the feds.
Yeah, the feds.
Yeah.
The feds. You know, when I hear these things, and you know, you look at places like Sierra Pacific, they've got lots of, their places are maintained.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely maintained. And you look 10 acres over, and the feds are letting it grow like, it'll be okay.
Yeah. Sierra Pacific is a leader in that field.
Absolutely.
And I just saw something yesterday where they're increasing their seedlings production.
Well, I have a friend, and you know him. He lives up around Tennant. And they got hit with that Tennant fire, and it swooped around, and his place up there was okay, but it burnt every tree around there, and he has planted something like 60,000 seedlings, but he got them from Sierra Pacific and then another organization, and you can tell the difference between the Sierra Pacific seedlings he planted, you know, a few years ago, and these other ones. I mean, the Sierra Pacific are just, you know, they're up there strong.
Oh, well.
And the other ones, they're not quite as strong.
Yeah. Yeah, Sierra Pacific has been a leader. I mean, they're the largest landowner in the United States.
Yeah.
And they're almost, you know.
I got to get Michelle on here and we can talk about a few things because it's been a while.
Yeah, they've got enough.
They've got a lot of things.
Their production is, I think they do 1 billion board feet a year, but they have that growth. So they're almost self-sustaining.
Well, if these tariffs and everything and they're hitting, there's no reason that Red can't sell $1.5 billion, and he should, because to get it from our own, you know, it's having to bring in from Canada and other countries, lumber.
Absolutely.
Okay, have to take a break. Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop for the last 17 years. I haven't gone to another barbershop except that. I don't know how I found it, but I just wandered in there. They've been one of our sponsors from the very beginning. Maybe that had something to do with it. I'm not sure, but established in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. It's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there. It's right off of Athens, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers, or Subway, if you remember back then. Never had a bad haircut there. I make appointments by calling 530-244-9478. And they have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And it's man's last stronghold. I may have to get my mustache trimmed. And, you know, they may trim that for me. Because I have my rodeo stash. which will last till the day after the rodeo, maybe longer. We'll see. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Experience Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with a poker walk and raffle city throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th, and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I know, this house is not for sale.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, Safari Club International is having their big soiree next Saturday, and they still have some tickets available. I mean, we're talking about over $35,000 in prizes for attendees and lots of firearms. It's going to be at the Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International. It's 31st annual banquet. It's just a good time. It's at the Wind River. Everybody has a good time. The dinner's great. The if you bring a kid there with you, that kid goes home with a bunch of stuff. Because we really, really emphasize stuff for the young people like they do at Cool April Nights with the young people, like with rodeo for the young people. But to purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. And the tickets are reasonable. And like I said, there is so many prizes there. It seems like everybody walks home with something. Don't hold me to that, but it seems like it. Okay, hey, I'm here with Bruce Middleton from the Dean of Real Estate Offices, the longest standing real estate office in Reading. So he must be doing something right. Started in 1965.
Exactly.
How about that?
Right.
How about that? I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, but I got that one. Okay, yeah. Bruce, we were just, is there some place you want to go? Because I have a
no,
question.
No. I was reading a couple articles earlier this morning about real estate and whatever, and these are mostly national trends and that type of thing. I just jotted a few down, depending upon where we go, and
Well, you know, we were talking during the break. What an ideal place it would be if we had a condominium complex, upgrade condominium, swimming pool, little clubhouse, and start attracting, the seniors, because this is a really a good area.
Yeah, absolutely.
People. Sunshine, friendly people, so much stuff to do.
We talked about population and how we haven't really grown much, but no, that, I've always thought that would be a great, great project. I remember years and years ago when the Bluffs were built.
Yes.
And those took off and sold immediately. Matter of fact, we were talking about Red Emerson and Sierra Pacific. Red Nida had one up there.
Okay.
Overlooking the city, because he was still basically based over on the coast.
Uh-huh.
But if we had something like that where, a nice site. I know at one point, up at Gold Hills, Bernie Thomason, who developed all that, had talked about doing something with a lake in the middle and making a nice single-story condo project. And I think that would really take off, and that still may happen at some point. I don't know. I know down on Park Marina, you have Village Drive, where you see, as you're crossing the bridge down there, you see that row of, there's an itness that kind of goes from there over to Park Marina, and that has been planned for a long time. On both sides. So one, there's a small lake.
That lake in there, where the roundhouse is.
Yeah, you have that one, but then on the other side, there's a small lake there too. So they would all be viewing water. And the city's doing a general plan for down there, riverfront general plan. So we'll see how that turns out. But I think those would sell in a heartbeat. And the ones on Village Drive have gone up considerably price-wise. I've sold four or five in there over the years.
You know those little houses that are right there on the river? Is that?
That's what we're talking about.
Okay, we're
that's
talking
Village
about
Drive.
Right there. Okay.
Yeah, I think there's 13 of them.
Yeah, we looked at, because we always look at places, as you know. We went in and looked at them, and I was just surprised at the price on them.
Well, they've gone up considerably, but you figure a house on the river, a nice house on the river, you're looking seven figures now. And these, I remember, I've sold a few of them for $300, $350, $400 right there. And then there were a few that were really gutted and rebuilt.
Yeah.
And so they've gone up. I saw one recently, I think, sold for $590 or $600 in there.
Yeah.
And so, they've gone up. Now, keep in mind, though, those are all on a land lease. And so currently.
How long's that lease for?
Well, it was for years ago for, I think it was initially a 72-year lease, that all that land. These are built, and it's under 30 years. I remember the last one I sold. I had to notify the buyer that the land lease would expire, and I think it was 27 years or whatever. And, He was a well-known retired judge here in town and kind of smiled. He was paying cash for it. So that wasn't a factor, and it, with his age, he wasn't worried about 27 years down the road.
Well, I bought land lease in Hawaii, and if they look at how long that lease is, because that's only as long as you can get the loan for.
That's exactly and if
that,
right.
And if that loan, if that land lease ends in 20 years, that's you've got to pay that thing off in 20 years.
Yeah.
The one I was on was good for like 80 still, but it was all owned by. The Hawaiian families.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was court battles going on about, you know, how do we get this opened up? I don't remember what happened because I left.
Right.
But,
I'll tell you, when that ITMIS is developed, it's my understanding, then that will be a long-term land lease, and the Village Drive properties will piggyback onto that. So those are 60-year leases or whatever. Then the 27, 25 years would convert to 60.
Well, we were just talking about a good friend of ours that has a place over in Reno that it's all in one. It's a condo.
Yeah.
But it's as big as any house.
Yeah.
And it's all on one floor. And, you know, they have the clubhouse amenities, the swimming pool. It's a, you know, gated community. I could see a place.
Oh, like absolutely. We need a place like that. There's no question. And, you know, I think
maybe several.
Yeah. Single story.
Yeah.
Put a water feature in there somehow. And I think, it would very attractive to buyers. And I think, you know, out of town people looking to retire, there's really not a lot of options right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, homeowners associations are going up everywhere. You know, I think we're selling a condo up on Hilltop right now. River Point, I think it is. And that homeowners association fee, I believe, is $490 a month.
Wow.
Which, if you're not paying cash for the condo, is, you know, that's quite a bit
of money. That's another $500. And you know it's going to go up.
Yeah. And they all vary, but that includes roofs. It includes all the exterior, any pest work that might need to be done, the pools, the landscaping, and whatever. And so in that regard, if you don't have a maintenance refund or fund going on a home or whatever, you figure every 20, 25 years you got to put a roof on. You've got to paint the exterior. You have to do this. Plus you have ongoing yard maintenance. So anyway, you know, that's not a bad number. When you think what comes with it.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and you see others that are a lot higher than that, which makes you go, oh, wow.
Yeah, there are some that, you know.
Not necessarily here.
No. I know of some where they're easily four figures a month. And, you know, so. But, if you own it outright, that's all your maintenance. So.
That's right. If you own it outright. But, you know, then you get into, I remember you saying the people from the Bay Area came up, paid cash for the house, and then found out they had an $1,800 a month payment between insurance and electricity.
Well, and property taxes and
property
whatever.
Taxes.
Yeah. But in Florida, after that one collapse of that condo building, you know, what's happened is that homeowners associations have gone up and up. Trying to maintain those properties, and anything 30 years or over now has to be brought up current. DeSantis said that. So all of a sudden somebody that bought a condo 15 years ago and paid cash for it and they're retired, you know, their homeowners association has quadrupled and they have a $100,000 assessment to bring that up to, they don't have, you know, and then we have to sell. We can't do that. Well, now the market's flooded with these.
Jeez.
So your equity keeps dropping and dropping. And then, you know, if you're fortunate enough to be able to sell it, where are you going with what?
Where are you
going
to go?
Yeah. With how much?
We're here with Bruce Middleton. And I tell you, just it's like having a real estate tutorial when you're in here. And, you know, things that you bring up and from different aspects of different places in the country. Like, you're right. Everybody remembers that condo collapsing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then... So there is repercussions. They have to get them up to code, but if you're on a fixed income, you can't do that.
Well, and you figure, too, the insurance is going sky high as well on top of everything else.
Well, they're just Florida and the Carolinas, because of the fires they have, they're facing the same things that we are. We think that we're in terrible – well, we are.
But they're having their policies canceled. They're not writing policies in Florida because of the hurricanes and floods and fires in the Carolinas. Yeah. And they've got tornadoes in Nashville.
Oh, I know. We have fires and earthquakes. They've got the weather factor. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with House Realty.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280. You win. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. Friday! We made it to the last segment, but I'm not counting my chickens. Anything can happen. Here on the 18th of April, 8:52 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, my friends. It's going to be a beautiful week. This is going to be a wonderful week for cool April nights, low 80s during the day, sunny in the mid-50s during the evening. So I can't ask for more. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Bruce Middleton from House of Realty, the dean of real estate companies, founded in 1965, the oldest. You know what? Because they go, I mean, the real estate companies are like other things that all of a sudden they just kind of disappear or things stop.
Well, you have a broker, you know, when you open an office and whatever, and then eventually people retire and, you know, some are sold, others are closed over a period of time, others merge. And okay. So Redding Realty was the oldest and they just recently closed their doors and whatever. And so we were next. And ironically, House of Realty got started when four agents from Redding Realty, when it used to be over on Pine Street, the broker said, hey, it hasn't been that good a year. We're going to change the commission status percentage. So the four of them said, you know what? Go ahead and do it. We're going to open our own. And that's how that got started back in 1965.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk commissions because we were just discussing that during the break. There's been that big change.
Absolutely.
Can you explain to everybody what it means?
Yeah. You know, typically for years now, always remember commissions are negotiable. Typically in the state of California, an average commission was 6%. And our paperwork showed and dictated that, say, in that regard, 3% would go to the listing agent, 3% would go to the selling agent. So when you signed your listing, that was stated on an agency disclosure form. So that way you know what you're doing. Some states, it wasn't disclosed that way. And I think this huge, huge lawsuit, class action lawsuit, started in Missouri. So all of a sudden sellers were saying, well, wait a minute. I didn't know I was paying the buyer's agent. Well, yeah, you know, and then the comeback always is, well, who puts the money up? The buyer. So so part of that. But now it's all changed where when we do a listing, we have to ask you, are you willing to pay compensation to a buyer's agent? And so there's no longer this automatic fixed figure, and it was never really fixed. It was always negotiable. But so, you know, what we've done, the majority of them anymore are 5%. So 2.5% would go to the listing agent, 2.5% to the selling agent. But now we can't do it that way. So we put whatever percentage, 2.5 or 3%, on your listing agreement. We talk to you about potentially paying a buyer's agent. If I'm going to go show you a house, I have to talk to you prior to, are you going to pay me or are we going to ask the seller to pay that commission? So when I call to make an appointment, I'll ask the agent, is the seller willing to pay compensation? You can't even use the word commission. Yes, they are. So anyway, but if not, then I have to look at the buyer and say, well, he's not going to pay me. So, you know, it's created a problem. Really, though, typically in what's happened since that went into effect is the majority of the time the seller is paying that commission.
Yeah.
But, you know, it now it all has to be, you know, out in the open, whatever, which it was before, but not in all states.
Yeah, in California it was.
Yeah, so anyway, and now, you know, they say now, if you want to come into my open house, you have to sign a form. And a lot of people don't want to do that. They're thinking this is nothing more than you getting my name and phone number, and you know I'm looking to buy a home, and you're going to bug me. So, you know, there are people that say, never mind, I don't want to come in. So,
jeez. Yeah. How many homes in the MLS? How we doing?
You know, it was 500 and something a day or two ago. I think Cameron quoted 605 or something last month.
Should be 1,200, though.
Well, typically it would be, you know, and we do remember the days it was 2,000.
Yeah, but it hasn't been like that for years.
No, it's been a long time, and it's down a little bit right now. And the other thing is housing construction has slowed down due to rising cost. And that's really up in the air because we don't know how much we're going to be paying for lumber or for drywall or for any number of things with the tariff situation. So everything's kind of in flux right now, and our market is pretty good, and we've been very busy. We're very fortunate, but there's a lot of uncertainty.
And then when you go out, like we went out the other day, we just happened to see this place. It was for sale. And you get into the cost of insurance, because it was a little bit, I mean, it was off of plaster, but there was, trees around it and all that. You get into that, and it had solar, so electricity wasn't so much, but just the cost of the loan. So
yeah, absolutely.
It really can restrict people unless you're walking in here with a ton of money.
Keep in mind, everything on the west side is high fire hazard.
That's
pretty much everything on the west side.
Out there off of Placer, up there in Texas Springs, all these.
Even in town.
In town. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. We burnt there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We did.
Yeah.
Bruce, thank you so much for being here today. It was nice having an adult-type conversation. make sure you pass what I just said on the camera.
I'll tell them that we started on time.
We started on time, and we talked adult stuff. And didn't have to listen about him still trying to find a job for his 7-year-old.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, this weekend, my friends, Cool April Nights is kicking off. So there's show and shines. There's all types of things happening this weekend. Of course, it's Good Friday today and Easter on Sunday. We're going to be out at the Red Bluff Roundup on Saturday. I think, and there's still tickets available for Friday and Sunday. And we gave away tickets. We're going to have to see if people have come in and picked them up, because if you don't pick them up today, you don't get them, because we are out of here and we don't come back. Have a great day. Monday we'll have Shasta College joining us and a lot of great things happening next week. Have a good weekend, and God bless America.
Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.